Sweet. There was actually John.
I think I was.
Then we had Serene, then we had George. Okay, George?
What about Serene?
What about Janet?
Okay. According to my list, I had Serene, then George, and then Janet.
Okay. So I'm a very I was a PNB groupie before I joined the PNB. I try to get to virtually every PNB meeting, and I think it's important that the people in the local station areas get a chance to see the people who are making the decisions that run or don't run the network, run it or run it down. So I'm big on governance. I'm big on, you know, that personal connection being made. I think that Pacifica listeners and staff are an awesome bunch of people, even if we all do sometimes really awful things, mostly to each other, not to the people who are really the adversary. But if there's no money, there's no money. And I would much rather there be one less meeting, or if necessary, two less meetings. The rotation must remain the same. You know, you get to every station area before you repeat in any given station area. But it's much more important that we actually have the stations on the air and broadcasting and fulfilling the mission than it is that we sit around in the same room and talk. And I agree that there are things that happen in person that cannot be approximated by these conference calls, regardless of how frequently or how long they last. But I think the reality is that if we have to make a choice between being able to pay the rent or pay a staff so that we have the necessary programming, there really is no choice.
Janet, see you next.
Yeah, George next, and then Janet.
Yeah, you.
So, $100,000 in a $12 million business is less than 1% of the total budget. Our task, and characterizing it, is somehow a chance to go and spend money and get plane tickets and go to fancy hotels. I don't think there's anybody here that's really into that. I do think that we need to develop the personal relationships with each other that can make this organization work. It's not like it's on autopilot and it's doing okay. And, you know, if we just don't mess with it, it's going to be okay. We need to take charge of this organization. And we need to develop the relationships with each other that are going to make it possible to work together. There's also the fact that the amount of work that you get done in one of these phone conversations, which is 3 hours, you've got about 30 hours on a weekend, so you've got about 10 weeks, basically, for one of these public meetings. That's the place we can really get work done, where we can really take charge of this organization. And I understand that this doesn't say you can't have four, but it's certainly a move in we can ignore that bylaw and we should stop trying in that direction. And I think it's the wrong direction to go. I think the development of those relationships is more critical than the small amount of money, and we do them really cheap. That's at stake.
Janet, and then I think Margie, you actually will be able to back.
Somebody, you know, I mean, this is everybody is trying the two positions here, trying to say, well, which is more important? The staff, that's the usual one. The poor working people who are treated, no matter who's running this shop, like crap anyway. Or this other thing where, forget it. I'm really angry that there's a list of which is more important, stuff that's not written in the bylaws. This is just all debate. It's all politicking to see, you know, what is important. Is there no way that we can see into the future with any positive thinking here? When Hank says, you know, we ought to be raising the money, well, yeah, we ought to be raising the money. There ought to be some positive, uplifting thing we're doing for this organization. And one of the good ways to develop energy is to meet in person. I mean, how would I know what these Texas people were like? Or that they had, you know, Dennis Kucinich on their back porch. It was a whole big, you know, learning curve. The end.
Lawrence to the stack.
Mr. Chair, we're at time on this item.
I'm afraid we're out of time. We're going to have to go to the vote. Once again, requires 12 affirmative votes. Madam Secretary, can you call roll on this amendment?
Brian Edwards Stegart?
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes?
Yes.
Janet Coburn?
No.
Janet, Margie Wilkinson?
Yes.
Yes. Rodrigo Argueta? Lydia Brazón?
Yes.
Kim Hoffman?
No.
Lawrence Reyes?
Lawrence votes yes.
Thank you. Adriana Casanev?
Yes.
Hank Lamb?
No.
George Ryder?
No.
Richard Uzel?
No.
Carolyn Burton?
No.
Janet Coleman?
No.
Doreen Roberts votes yes. Manager Sava?
No.
Jim Brown?
Yes.
Thank you. Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Heather Gray?
No.
Rodrigo, I didn't hear you.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. One moment.
Somebody passed.
I don't have an indication that anyone passed. Is there someone on the call who passed that I didn't call? One moment, please. Chair?
Chair?
I have 10 yes. No.
I'm sorry. Attorney, you have an echo. What is the vote?
Sorry. 10-9. So the chair has not voted, but even if he did, the motion would not. The amendment
right.
would.
Wait to see if he's going to vote regardless.
Yeah. Chair.
Lydia?
Yeah, vote yes.
Thank you, Chair.
Did you count the final vote for this announcement?
11-9.
Motion fails. I'm sorry, 11-9. The amendment fails.
Correct.
We're going to the next amendment, number 4, restrictions of LSB treasurer positions.
Point of order, Janet Kay.
Yes, Janet Kay. What's your point
so
of order?
So regarding this motion, it involves a possible conflict of interest of paid staff, and so I'm wondering whether the paid staff member on the PNB would recuse himself from voting on this.
Lloyd.
That's his option. There's no rules that would force him to do it.
I
absolutely will not. Our bylaws are built so that paid staff are represented on this board, and if you're going to disenfranchise them, we get a vote in that process.
Okay. We'll now go on to the make of this amendment. You want to speak to this amendment? Who made this amendment? Who wishes to speak to this amendment?
This is Janet Kay.
You want to motivate?
Sorry?
You want to motivate the amendment?
Yes, but can the amendment, the proposed amendment be read first?
Oh, sure. What, you want to read it?
Okay, and then motivate it?
Yes.
Okay, so the proposed amendment seeks to preclude any appearance of a conflict of interest in the position of LSB treasurer, LSB treasurer shall not be a member of the station's paid staff, since the role of LSB treasurer involves the preparation of the budget of his/her station and also as a member of the National Finance Committee makes recommendations on the annual Pacifica budget. And okay, that's it. So motivating it, So basically, the LSB treasurer plays a major role in the preparation of the station's budget, and as a member of the National Finance Committee, makes recommendations on the Pacifica National budget. And since a paid staff member has a vested interest in his or her remaining on the station's payroll, and since if they are a member of a union at their station, they have a vested interest in any wage increases and benefits of their union contract. And since certain budget decisions might benefit the paid staff member and fellow paid staff members, could also be detrimental to the financial health of the station, their station, and or Pacifica, it is important that no paid staff member be put in such a position, in this case as LSB treasurer, as to be faced with the appearance of having a conflict of interest.
This is Lydia. Oh, is she through? I'm sorry.
Yes, I'm sorry.
This is Lydia.
And Brian is back.
Lydia, then Brian. Lydia.
And Benito.
And Benito.
Okay. So this was a debate held at the time of the bylaws. And so the bylaws were passed to enable, I mean, they are what they are. And the bylaws say that staff can participate, and they are can be elected to the LSB. The LSB votes on budgets. It's a long list, blah, blah. As soon as you are elected a member, you are entitled to all everything that the bylaws entrust you with. And so you cannot, without removing the staff, paid and unpaid, from the boards, this bylaws is not in order, and you cannot pass such a bylaws amendment without a membership vote of the staff. Having said that, I actually, at the time, favored the fact I feel that staff, paid and unpaid, should have voice, not vote. But I'm not going to pick apart something that is already a matter of settled bylaws and law. You cannot remove membership from that without, and that I do believe. I do believe that even if I didn't favor it at the time, that I do believe that it has to be the staff, paid and unpaid, who would have to vote for such an amendment. So I believe this amendment is out of order.
Brian?
I feel quite strongly about this. I served as treasurer of my local station board for 4 years. We developed budgets that included cuts. We never made it a practice to specify which positions got cut, just how much would be cut overall. And if it ever came down to a question that would directly affect me, I would, of course, recuse myself. Union contracts aren't negotiated through budgeting. They're negotiated between union representatives and managers. But I think there's a more fundamental question here, which is, do we believe in workers participating in the governance of the place at which they're employed? I mean, this has kind of been standard in progressive and left thinking, and the arguments that were made in support of this sound stunningly similar to the arguments that libertarian Republicans make against public sector unions in this country. And I'm surprised to hear them on this board. If we're going to have worker representation in governance, which I think we should, you can't make those worker representatives second-class citizens in the governance system. The way our bylaws are written, anybody, board member or not, can be appointed by the board to serve as its treasurer at the local level. And now we're saying that the only type of person who can't be treasurer is an employee of the foundation. I think it's silly.
Lawrence for the stack.
Marg, you want to be on the stack.
And Serene, please.
Benito, Hank.
Kim wants to be on the stack.
Lawrence said a little while ago that I
wanted to be on the stack.
Did you hear Serene after Lawrence?
Okay,
no,
Serene.
Because it was Janet.
Manijan stack, please.
It was Janet, not Serene.
Keep in mind, we only have, 10 minutes on this item. Okay. Benito.
I'll be very brief because Brian said much more eloquently than
than I could everything I was going to say. This is an anti-working class amendment, period. And unlike Brian, I am not surprised to hear it here at Pacifica, because I have heard similar libertarian-type arguments ever since I got on this PMB. So that's it.
Okay,
this is an anti-working class amendment.
Okay. I have Hank, then Lawrence. Hank.
Well, perhaps I'm missing something in this amendment, but I don't see it asking to remove anyone's vote. I don't see it as a working issue at all. I see it as a Pacifica Foundation issue. Even the Bible says we're to avoid the appearance of evil. Conflict of interest is evil, and let's just do what we can to avoid that. I don't want anyone's vote taken away, but it's quite simple to let somebody else be the treasurer. We let somebody else be the secretary all the time just because we don't want to be, and nobody considers that an anti-worker thing. I'm not against the workers at all. I'm not. I'm actually pro-union. We have the union show here in Houston, and I support it financially as well as with my political leanings. But I do think that we have enough conflict of interest, and we have enough cronyism, and we have enough behind-the-scenes dealings, and we have enough things going on that we can't afford our public face to be any worse with what is on the face of it, a conflict of interest. I'm not saying they should lose their votes in any way, and I don't see that in this motion. So they still have their full say. We're just asking that they refrain from being in an officer's position.
Okay, Lauren.
A particular officer's position, that's all.
Lauren.
Okay, so I agree with Benito and Brian that this is an anti-worker amendment, and is a disenfranchising amendment as well, that it would declassify a class member and render them not to have impose that there might be an appearance of impropriety or a conflict of interest. I think it's ridiculous to even consider something like this in Pacifica. I know I am a member of a union, and I sweat every day helping people, you know, who are unwell on a daily basis, you know, to enfranchise them. And I believe this will be completely disenfranchising to a member of this foundation and a member of a union. I know in my union, I participate in the governance. Completely, I participate in the governance. And you know, if I didn't have a stake in that, then I would be completely rendering impotent my collective bargaining rights. So I completely oppose this amendment, as it is an anti-worker amendment. I don't know. I don't understand how you don't see that. Thank you.
Serene, then Margie, then Janet. Serene.
Are there keeping more people between me and my turn?
I
was on the stack. This is Kim and
I
on the stack.
Ask anyone he wants.
Manisha, I had to ask.
She has a point.
What's that?
Mr. Chair, we're at time on this item.
I'm sorry?
Oh, we're at time. Let's just vote, please.
We're going to have to go through the vote. Our time is up on this item.
I move that we extend time for 5 minutes.
It's been moved and seconded that we must extend time or require 2/3 vote. It's not debatable. Madam Secretary, could you call it this? Do you have a time? How much time are you trying to extend, Kim?
How many people
10
are
minutes?
On the stack? 10 minutes.
Okay, it's been recommended for 10 minutes. Moved and seconded. It's not debatable. It requires 2/3 vote. Madam Secretary, could you call the roll on extending time?
Brian Edwards Tigert?
No.
Jose Luis Fuentes?
No.
Janet Coburn?
Yes.
Margie Wilkinson?
No.
Rodrigo Argueta?
No.
Lydia Brazon?
No.
Kim Kaufman?
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes?
No.
Adriana Castaneve?
No.
Hank Lamb?
Yes.
George Ryder?
No.
Richard Uzel?
No.
Carolyn Burden?
Oh, yes.
Janet Coleman?
I pass.
Janet, okay. Serene votes no. Maria Sala?
Yes.
Jim Brown? Jim, on extending 10 minutes?
No.
And Benito Diaz?
No.
Yeah.
Heather Gray? Heather Gray? Okay, Janet Coleman?
Yes.
One moment, please.
Okay.
Shereen, I'm sorry, my phone was muted. I'm saying, I'm voting yes.
Okay. The motion to amend failed. I'm sorry, I should not have declared that. The vote count is 7-12 cheer. What is your vote?
I'm not voting.
Okay, 7-12, the motion fails.
Okay, we'll now go to the vote on the amendment. Requires 12 affirmative votes. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Brian Edward Segrist. Brian Edward Segrist.
Oh,
on restricted conditions, you have the ability. Okay. Thank you. Jose Luis Fuentes. Jose Luis?
What are we voting on?
On restricting the treasurer, on excluding paid staff from position of treasurer.
No.
Janet Coburn, please.
Yes.
Margie Wilkinson?
No.
Rodrigo Argueta?
No.
Lydia Brazon?
No.
Kim Kaufman?
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes?
No.
Adriana Castaneve?
No.
Hank Lamb?
Yes.
George Ryder?
No.
Richard Uzel?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Janet Coleman?
I pass.
Serene votes no. Manager Sabah?
Yes.
Jim Brown?
No.
Benito Diaz?
No.
Heather Gray?
I'm sorry, yes.
Janet Coleman, you passed.
Well.
Yes, no, or abstain.
Abstain. I'm going to abstain. Thank
you so much.
Uncomfortably.
Got you. Thank you. The vote count is 7-11-1, Chair. How do you wish to
vote? Vote no.
Okay, the motion fails at 7-12-1.
Thank you. Next item on the agenda.
It's not a motion. It's a bylaws amendment.
I'm sorry?
Right. The motion to thus amend the bylaws fails. It's gone. Thanks.
Okay, the next amendment we had is number 5, to reduce the size of the LSB, Collegiate Assembly. 15 minutes on this item. Could the maker who wants to motivate?
It's number 4, Mr. Chair.
Number 5.
Number 5.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm looking at the wrong agenda.
Number 5, reduce the size of the LSB, Delegate Assembly. Would the maker want to motivate this amendment? We'll respond to the man.
I can't hear. Who was that?
Sorry, my mistake. I don't want this one.
Who wants to motivate this? I didn't hear
what that. What number on the agenda is it?
This is number 5, reduce the size of LSB.
No. Which agenda?
It's old number 3, new number 5.
What?
Old number 3, new number 5. Do you need me to send you a copy of the old agenda, Ken?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
This needs to
have the numbers coordinated, so.
There are several endorsers to this.
Yes, I understand. And I just wanted to find out which one it was. I'm there now. I'll speak to it.
It's to reduce the size of the LSPs. Who wants to motivate this amendment? I think Kim, yes.
Yes, this is to reduce the size of the LSPs fairly for each station so as not to disenfranchise the stations by having an unequal and improportionate way of doing it. So still, all the stations have an equal vote. They're just decreased by each station, and I think that it will be more manageable. It will cost less money on many ways, including the in-person meeting, which we just voted on.
This is LSB's, Kim.
Okay, well, from the LSBs come the PMBs. Okay, the LSBs still, it will still cost less money for the elections and the amount of people. It will be more manageable. People will have more ability to interact without so much factionalism. And I just think the mere decrease of the numbers will decrease factionalism. I think this is, I recommend voting for this.
This is Lydia that? To the staff.
Lydia?
Yeah, and then I heard Adriana. Yeah.
Margie has a point of information.
Margie wants to the staff.
We're talking about the I don't know what agenda I'm on. This one, this is the one that says this amendment would reduce the size of the LSBs by one-third.
That's correct.
The proportions of staff versus listener representatives is the same.
Wait. Number 3? Isn't this number 3 on the old agenda?
Yes.
It's number 3 on the old, number 5 on the new.
I just want to make sure
I'm reducing the size of the LSB and delegate assemblies.
That's right.
Right.
Keeping the proportions of staff versus listeners the same.
That's it. There's only
that
one
is,
on LSB.
Kim, is that it? Okay, fine.
That's right.
Okay,
so okay, did you call me, Tony?
Yes, Lydia,
okay.
Adriana,
and Laura. Okay. Okay, so number 1, I just want to point out that there shouldn't be like a reduced cost here. The elections will cost the same. So I don't know where that becomes relevant, but because there are two proposals to reduce the size of the PMB, when you reduce the size of the PMB,
whoever's playing, making noise on purpose, stop
okay.
Obstruction.
Point of order.
Everybody mute their phones. Kim,
point of order.
And
I'm not sure why Benito is attributing a motive. Somebody's making noise. I don't know why.
Mute their phones. Okay.
Attributing a motive to it.
Okay. So with the reduction of PMBs, you're going to need more LSB members to fill the void on the committees. And I do think that committees serve a purpose. It's where you get in depth into issues and so on and so forth, even though they're advisory, but they're very useful. And I think we're going to have to utilize more and more LSB members, so you have to have a larger pool from which to draw. I also think even though we've had, I think, 2 opinions on this, that it does not require a membership vote, but I certainly think the membership should have an opinion on this, but it is not required. I want to stress that we've had two legal opinions on it. But even though we're not required to, I would certainly, if I were putting forward such an amendment, want to have a membership vote on this. I think it obviously reduces the number of seats that are available and lessens the chance of the members to be seated. Thank you, to be elected. Thank you.
That's a
no vote on this. Thank you.
This is Kim. I'd like to be on the stack.
Okay, we got Benito. Kim,
and Hank.
Okay, Adriana.
Yes.
Fred, do you have me, Larry?
Yeah, I got you next after Adriana. Adriana.
Yes. Okay. I believe that the first thing that suffers is representation. Obviously, minorities and the ones that are not in power are the ones that will suffer the most. I think that it is ridiculous to really try to reduce representation. We don't have enough people. With all these numbers that we have, we don't have enough people in the committee. We will reduce, and then how many people we manage the foundation? Part of this amendment will produce, or could produce, disenfranchising totally the representation of the staff. I think that this is totally against democracy. This is just a ridiculous way to try to hold on the power, because you know that every time that you reduce numbers, you reduce representation. I think that we have, and this was presented last year and lost, and I think that our governance in KPFT talked very clear about this amendment and sent to the PMB the reasons. And I think that all of us know, most of the people that are making a difference in this PMB are people that will not be here if this amendment passes. Thank you.
Lawrence.
Yes. So I spoke against this when it first came up at the KPFK LSV, and I believe, again, that this is a disenfranchising motion. It will disenfranchise people who wish to run, and it's already difficult for candidates to postulate themselves. So I would completely not support this motion. I mean, if we were looking at doing group therapy, then, you know, 10 to 12 people would be a good start to do group therapy. It would be very effective, and people would get a lot of personal growth out of it. But this is about conducting business, and we need committees in order to conduct those businesses. And the only way we're going to pull from, to have committees is as a result of having a full board, as it stands now. I mean, as it stands now, it's even hard to get people to join committees. So I just don't see the rationalization for this. So I would seriously consider voting against this, no, and I would hope that my colleagues vote no.
I thought Hank was before me.
Well, Hank?
Oh, I was on mute, sorry. Okay. I'm with the folks that think that this is a means of reducing representation. I mean, it seems fairly obvious and straightforward that if you have fewer people coming from the stations, you're representing a smaller percentage of your listeners. We already don't tell the listeners anything. We already hide as much as we can from the listeners. Let's not also reduce their representation that gives them any chance of affecting what goes on at Pacifica. We don't listen to them as it is. Let's keep them involved in the highest level possible. I would reduce, personally, I would reduce the PNB size before I would ever consider reducing LSB sizes.
although I don't particularly think either one is a good idea. It's very convenient to say that it's for better function, but it also puts it in fewer hands, mm-hmm. and we already have too much of that as it is.
Okay, Kim.
I think the people that are speaking against this are, I don't understand, because they put forth another motion to decrease the size of the PNB and do that proportionally to disenfranchise some stations. This is both a dual LSBs and PNBs to decrease it. It will not reduce representation because all we have are two factions, and there's nobody in the middle. So that we have a broad representation is not accurate at all. And this could increase more people showing up because it won't be so confusing. And people who get too few votes, you know, people who get on the board will have more votes, for one thing, and they will actually represent somebody. Half the people don't even show up for the committees anyways. So to have a huge LSB of people who do nothing is not accurate. With fewer people, you'll have more people who are active. And to say that the people in the minority are the ones who will suffer, nobody's going to suffer. This will strengthen governance. It will make it more effective and more manageable, and that's the point of this. And whether people are in power, out of power, this has been, I think this is the third year this has been on the agenda to do. So there's no... you know, this is something that some of us have believed in. And relative to cutting the other one, it's hypocritical for anybody to speak against this.
Point of information, Madam, Mr.
Yes.
Chair.
Adrian, what's
your point of information? May I ask, do we have the option to speak twice in this?
No, she was, I mean, first Kim just motivated the motion. Now she's on the stack. So
it means that she's talking about the issue?
First she just motivated the motion, and then she got on the stack. So that's not technically speaking twice, although I guess it is. But
it doesn't matter.
Mr. Chair, Brian is back.
Over. Okay, we had I heard a point of order, Green.
Yes, I would ask that the member not, as she reminded us earlier, that people should not speak to the motive of others. So to say that someone is being hypocritical is quite out of order.
Okay, the next person I have.
Point of personal privilege.
Yes.
I did not say anyone was being hypocritical. I said it was hypocritical.
Okay. Benito and Brian. Yes, Adriana. Adriana, yes.
Yes. Mr. Chair, was said too that the same people that are speaking against this motion are the ones that propose a different motion. I do not. And I will ask the member to refrain to put motives in other people. You can talk about what you believe, but I don't think that you have the right to talk about what other people believe or think about it. Thank you.
Okay. Benito,
can I be on
Brian.
The stack, Janet C., please?
Then we got Janet C. Benito, Brian, Janet C. Benito.
Okay. So the last speaker made a whole series of statements and did not back any of them up with any kind of rationale or analysis or much less proof. So that's point number one. Number two, the LSBs are the training ground for the PNB. And as it is, I dare anybody to tell me that I'm wrong in what I'm getting ready to say. But LSBs, you know, have problems meeting quorum at meetings and getting people to do work. Yeah, here we go again. We need as many people as possible that will be that. In other words, in any time there's an election to the LSB, some of these people are going to drop out. And with the passage of months and months and months, more and more people decide that this is not for me, or it's too much work, or whatever, but we get an increasing or a decreasing number of active people. And this is, again, as I say, supposed to be the training ground for the PMB. So why would we attempt to decrease the number of people that we have to work with? I know at least at PFW we have problems in getting people to sign up for committees and actually doing some work once they sign up. You're going to decrease the number of people that we have to work with? What kind of sense does that make?
Brian?
Actually,
Brian's not on the list.
I think we're out of time, though, on this item.
It's like out of the blue sky.
We'll have to go to the vote. Require 12 affirmative votes. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Brian Edward Seeger.
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes. Janet Coburn.
Yes.
Marty Wilkinson.
I'll abstain.
Rodrigo Agueta.
Yes.
Lydia Brazan.
No.
Kim Hoffman.
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes.
No.
Adriana Castanez.
No.
Hank Lamb.
No.
George Ryder. Can't hear you, George. Richard Uzzell.
Pass.
Carolyn Burden.
No.
Janet Coleman.
No. I'm voting not to shrink the LSB, right? I want a big LSB. That's what I'm voting for, right?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Green votes no. Manager Saba. Manager, I can't hear you.
Abstain.
Jim Brown.
No.
Benito Diaz.
No.
Heather Gray.
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes. Jose Luis, can't hear you.
Abstain.
Thank you. Rodrigo, can't hear you.
No.
Thank you. George Ryder. George, are you on the call? Pound 1. Richard Uzzell, you passed.
Abstain.
Is that George Ryder?
Yeah, it is. And I vote yes on this.
Manager, I changed my vote to yes.
One moment, please. Sorry, someone attempting to vote?
This is Margie. I'm never mind.
Okay, one moment. Chair, the vote, I have a count of 6-10-3. How do you wish to vote?
I vote.
Okay, 6-10-3. The amendment fails.
Okay, next item on the agenda is to reduce the affiliate effectors by one. That's number 6 on the amended agenda. I'm not sure which one on the original, but it's to reduce the affiliate directors by one.
No.
I'm sorry?
We already did that one. That was on...
No.
We did not. We voted on at large.
Right, at large. Sorry, I apologize.
Okay, this is... who wished to motivate this motion? Reduce affiliate directors by one. 15 minutes.
Point of information, what number on the old agenda is that?
What number is that on the old agenda?
Seven.
Seven.
Well, point of order, this is
Jenna Kay.
Jenna Kay, what's your point of order?
On Lydia's list, that was item number 11.
I have number 6 on Lydia's list.
No, it's the one I sent today. Remember, I revised it. So the one we moved today has it as number 11. I mean, has it
I don't believe that's correct. I believe you have it as number 6.
As number 6. That's
oh.
right. Number 6, sorry.
So you want to motivate the motion?
Who, Lydia?
Yes.
Yes, I'm trying to dig it out now.
Well, point of information.
What's your point of information?
It says reducing affiliate directors by 1 after proportional number 5. So it looks like, according to this, we're supposed to vote on number 5 first. Yes.
That was on the old agenda. You guys decided you wanted a different order. That was the vote this evening.
I didn't.
The board majority is what I'm referencing. Please, whatever the
amended agenda I have is number 6, reduce affiliate directors by 1. Lydia, you want to motivate this amendment?
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Hank, what's your point of order?
Could we have one agenda, the one we're going out, sent to everyone so this confusion can stop?
Mr. Chair, may I respond to that, please?
Yes, Serene, did you?
Okay. The agenda that was distributed to the board and to the public, the draft agenda, had the amendments in the order in which the affected bylaw segments appears. The agenda that Lydia sent as a substitute and which the board approved earlier this evening, she sent it to everyone on the board. So you all have it.
Okay, could someone just resend it tonight to everyone so we can all be on the same page?
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
And
yes.
Meanwhile, if I may I motivate it?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just going to read what my introduction is. If the amendment to reduce the size of the PNB and make it proportional to its listener, paid and unpaid staff membership passes, which is next, it would necessitate this amendment, but it may also stand on its own to reduce it by 1. So the effect is that there are a couple of amendments to reduce the size of the PMB, and one of them, which is coming up, does not reduce the class of affiliates. And it reduces the staff, it reduces the listeners, and by virtue of not reducing the staff of the size of affiliates, it gives them greater representation than it does the actual Pacifica representation. And this is actually, this amendment has, that's the effect that it has. So that's about it.
Okay. We'll take a minute.
Tony, I guess as affiliate director, I'm going to be on the stack, please.
Okay. I think I joined at a point of order. Yes, George?
I believe you said 10:45 Eastern was the time certain to end. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yes. Not quite that time yet.
So we have 2 minutes.
And we have how much time for this?
We have 15 minutes scheduled for this, but we'll once the time run out, either if someone would extend or we'll just go to vote on all the amendments. So someone
too soon to vote.
Time. I'm sorry?
We haven't spoken to this issue sufficient to vote. It's a big deal.
Dropping a whole seat. Are we making a motion to extend for time?
No, this
motion to extend, Chair. This is Lyons.
Motion second. I didn't hear. Motion to extend for how long, Lawrence?
15.
Motion to extend time for 15 minutes. It's been seconded. No debate. Madam Secretary can call the vote.
Friendly amendment, Benito.
That's it.
Manager, information, please.
Manager, what's your point of information about it?
How could time certain can be extended?
Yeah. Two-thirds vote.
It takes a two-thirds vote to extend. Two-thirds
vote, okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
Please, what's your amendment?
I was going to ask Lawrence if he would accept a friendly amendment that we're going to extend. We're going to need more than 15 minutes. I mean, we've taken more than 15 minutes to deal with each of these amendments, and there's several that are left over. So either we should extend a significant amount of time, or at least a half hour, 45 minutes, or else there's no sense doing it. Or else there's no sense in
that's debate. There's no amendment.
I'm sorry. I'm asking Lawrence if he would accept the friendly amendment.
That's non-existent.
Benito, you have to make an amendment. What is your recommendation?
I recommend that we extend 45 minutes.
45 minutes.
Point of information, Richard.
I second Lawrence's.
Richard, what's your point of information?
Mr. Chair, Hank.
Well, we've gone through approximately half of these. What is the procedure we're going to follow? I think I heard you say something about when time ran out, we would just vote on all of them.
Yes.
But they haven't been moved and talked about. So you're just going to push those last half of them all together, and we're going to vote at once?
That's the procedure we've been following. Amendments have been made. We've just been following and going through debate.
Point of order.
So that's been.
I'm talking about the final six. Are we just going to, when time runs out, you're just going to run in there and vote on every one of them all at once?
That's the way we have it on the agenda.
Point of order. My point of order is that even if it's on the agenda, if it hasn't been moved by the time runs out, it doesn't get voted on.
Right.
What I'd really like to see us do is to adjourn and go to a continuation meeting. I don't mind doing 15 minutes for this last one, but I sure don't have much more energy to go. I'm going to move that we adjourn. And that we adjourn to a continuation meeting next week.
I second.
Second.
Moved and seconded for an adjournment. That's not a debatable motion.
Point of information.
Yes.
I have a question for Brian.
Yes.
Since we gave notice that we would be doing... Since you gave notice that we would be doing the voting on July 17th, that was part of the whole notice package that we did back in April or whatever, and that began on June 2nd, how does adjourning to another session affect that?
Well, we have to give notice of the continuation meeting, like any other meeting.
The LSVs, the delegate assemblies, have a limited amount of time.
You've already noticed their bylaws meeting.
The delegate assemblies don't have to vote after the board, national board. They can vote before the national board. That's why we noticed the language of the bylaws.
They have to vote after.
Point of order.
Oh, they can vote before.
Brian
has responded, and I heard, who was that with a point of order?
George.
I
heard Lawrence with a point of order.
George had the point of order.
I heard George's point of order, but he made a motion. He's making another point of order?
Yes.
Why are you shouting out of turn?
Okay, George.
Because the list is never observed.
George, what's your point of order?
That the extension of a continuation meeting does not violate the time period that we set forth. The LSPs has 60 days from today to meet. If we pass things next week, they've got 53 days. That's plenty of time. It's not really a problem. That's what I had to say.
Carolyn, with a point of
and this is Lydia.
Lawrence, you had a point of information.
I moved that my motion at 7:44, which is 10:44 before the time certain. So it's completely in order, Chair.
Okay.
No, but then, Miss, point of information, where are we? I mean,
well,
what's on the floor?
What's on the floor is we had an amendment by Benito of 45 minutes.
No, but George made a motion. Is that...
motion to adjourn takes precedence.
That's right. So...
Mr. Chair, this is Brian.
Yes, Brian.
I have to retract something I said. The bylaws do now say it has to be 60 days after the voting date of the PNB. So the local boards can't vote before the PNB.
And we're scheduled to vote on Saturday at K on bylaws.
Have to wait.
Well, we could extend time and just vote, go through all of these. So we can resolve all of this. Okay, we're going to vote. Those who want to adjourn, just vote yes. We're going to vote on the motion to adjourn, not debate it. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Point of information.
Yes, Martin, what's your...
I think really what George is suggesting is not an adjournment, but a recess. Am I not right about that? It makes me nervous. It makes me nervous to vote on a motion to adjourn without his, including George's suggestion that we meet next week, you know, or sometime.
Yeah, regardless, it's who's our LSB.
George just made the motion to adjourn. George just made a motion to adjourn. That's not debatable. So,
point of order.
Who is that? I can't
George.
Hear who that is.
George.
George, what's your point of order?
The motion I made was to adjourn to a continuation meeting.
To when?
Fall out of recess.
When, though? You didn't give a date.
He did.
Next Thursday.
Next Thursday. He did.
Who's KPFK, so no.
Okay, well, we're going to have to vote the motion up or down.
Point of order. Point of order. This is Kim.
Kim, what's your point of order?
KPFK has 2 months to vote. We have plenty of time to vote.
That's debate.
That's debate.
I have a point of information, please.
Yes, Serene, what's your point of information?
If we do not, I just need clarification. If we do not adjourn to a new session and do not extend, then the only bylaw amendments that would go forward were those that have been voted on tonight?
That's right.
That's right.
Okay, thank you.
I would suggest we go ahead and finish these, but we're not going to debate this. But
okay.
Let's go to the motion that's on the floor to adjourn. Madam Secretary, can you call
adjourn and continue
Brian,
Thursday.
Okay, requires 2/3, right?
Confirmation.
That's right.
Motion to adjourn requires a majority.
Simple majority.
Okay,
majority.
Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Adriana has a point of information, Tony.
Adriana, what's your point of information?
Yes. Are we voting and adjourning to the next week meeting, continuation
yes.
meeting? That is what we are voting, right?
Yes.
That is George's motion.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Madam Secretary,
point of information.
Benito, what's your point of information?
Is there a second to this motion?
Yes,
I
there
second.
Was. Okay. Madam Secretary, can you call a roll?
Brian Edward Steger.
No.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
No.
Janet Coburn.
Yes.
Margie Wilkinson.
Yes.
Rodrigo Argueta. Lydia Brazon.
No.
Tim Kaufman.
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes.
No.
Adriana Casanes.
Yes.
Hank Lamb.
Yes.
George Reiner.
Yes.
Richard Uzel.
Yes.
Carolyn Burden.
Pass.
Janet Coleman.
Yes.
Lynn Roberts votes no. Manager Sabat?
Yes.
Jim Brown?
No.
Denise Tavier?
Pass for a minute.
Heather Ripple?
Yes.
Rodrigo?
He already voted no. Rodrigo?
He passed.
No. Can you hear me?
Oh.
Okay, Rodrigo says no. Thank you. Carolyn Burton?
Yes.
Benito Diaz?
No. No.
One moment, please.
Typing should go. Yeah, thank you.
Janet Kay, point of personal privilege.
We're going to have to wait till we finish the vote. It's weird.
Oh, okay.
11-8, Chair. How do you vote?
11-8.
That's correct.
11 yes?
Yes.
11 yes, 8 no. I'll not vote. Won't make a difference, but what's your point of personal privilege, Janet?
I got knocked off the call, and I wanted to know what the vote was, so never mind.
We're adjourned. Okay.
Point of information?
Yes.
I didn't hear how the chair voted.
Didn't vote.
Did not. Okay.
Did not vote. Okay, we'll adjourn, and I guess we'll notice another meeting to continue the bylaws and agenda, but that's been approved. Thank you all.